wife were taking out some wet clothes to hang up on the line, she'd probably take them out in a
laundry basket, clothes basket.
This instrument that you can play with your mouth, play it like so.
Harmonica or mouth organ?
Mouth organ. Ever heard people around here call it a French harp?
Yeah.
Would that be an older term?
Possibly, or more foreign, I don't know which.
What about the instrument that you play like so, makes a twanging kind of noise?
That's a juice harp.
Have you ever tried to play either?
I've played harmonica before.
Say, could you give me the names of a few common tools that you might keep around the house to do odd jobs?
Shovel, spade, hoe, rake, wheelbarrow, lawnmower, just mower, post hole digger, sharpshooter. Sharpshooter?
Yeah.
Narrow, round pointed shovel.
Use for anything especially?
Digging a narrow, deep hole. Usually used in conjunction with a post hole digger.
I see. And of course, the thing that you would use to drive nails, you call that?
Hammer, screwdriver, French Phillips head screwdriver. Nails, screws, bolts, weed eater.
Weed eater. <Brand name. laughs>
Of course, I've heard of, have seen scythe, yo-yos.
Yo-yos.
Yard whip. It's another term I've heard used for. Serrated edge blade. Mounted on a prong coming up into a single handle that you swing back and forth in high grass, cutting high grass. We call that a yo-yo.
I just call this, I've heard it called a sling blade where I'm from. You ever heard that ever used here?
No. A fellow I knew from Missouri, he called it a grass whip.
You call it a yo-yo.
I call it a yo-yo. I don't know. I haven't heard too many local people call it anything. They're not used all that much anymore since we got so many automated grass cutting implements.
Right. Well, you mentioned wheelbarrow a minute ago. Never heard that called anything else.
Yeah, but I can't think of it.
Have you ever heard it called Georgia buggy?
No.
Okay. I want to ask you a few questions about a wagon. You know that wooden piece that runs between the horses? Do you know what that's called?
No.
Tongue?
Yeah.
You know what the traces on a wagon are?
I assume it's the cross piece on the tongue.
I think it's the kind of a metal chains, you know, that attach to that cross piece and come back to this little horizontal.
I've just heard the expression jump in the traces.
Right, right.
I assume it just means getting where they can't pull, something like that.
Do you have any idea of what you call that little horizontal wooden piece that the traces come back and attach to on a wagon?
No.
Kind of moves like so. Have you ever heard the term single tree?
Yes. Now, I've heard these terms,
yeah,
but I have never hitched up a team.
Sure.
I've never had any. I've ridden in a wagon, that's about it.
Sure. Have you ever heard double tree?
Yes.
Okay. So, talking about a wagon wheel, the center of the wheel, you have the hub, and then coming out from it, the spokes of the wheel.